this is a pretty great story of a woman being reunited with her lost dog. Her name is Lucy Frostro. Frostro.
I think her name was actually Frostro.
Okay,
let's go with that.
She's from Southern California and was recently reunited with her pit bull Dodger. Now, he left her yard in October 2015.
Oh, my goodness.
And was not seen again until recently.
What has he been doing?
I don't know.
Having a party?
So she was watching Good Day LA.
Okay.
And they did a segment on animal adoption and actually featured Dodger. So she told, she said to the Dodo, which is a website, when I first saw Dodger on TV, I couldn't believe it. I screamed, "Oh my God, that's Dodger. That's my dog.
That's crazy.
Oh my God."
She probably said just like, oh my gosh,
I'm from Los Angeles.
I don't think that's a
That's true.
Okay.
She said, "I drove almost an hour to get there. I had butterflies in my stomach the whole way over. When I saw him for the first time, I cried. I was overwhelmed with joy. It felt like a dream. He was a little shy the first day back home, but now he's getting used to us. He loves hugs, cuddles, and belly rubs, and he's great with little kids. I'm so lucky to have a dog like him. Having Dodger back in my life feels like a piece of my heart came back."
Wow, that is a great story. I really wonder what Dodger was up to, though.
I know, right?
I kind of feel like he might have gotten adopted by a richer family where he got, like, fancier food and then hung out with them for a little while. Then he realized he just missed his family.
Or you never know. He could have hitchhiked across America. You know, there's so many
possibilities.
He could have done Homeward Bound style.
He could have been, like, walking for a charity and raising money.
Yeah.
He could have been, like, Forrest Gump.
He was running,
and then one day he just stopped.
He's like,
and everyone's like, "Why?
I don't feel like I do it anymore."
I got tired of it. What does Forrest Gump say?
He just says, "I got tired."
He got tired. That's right. Yeah.
So, but that's a really crazy story.
It is crazy. 3 years.
Almost three years total. Wow. So that's a great story, and that's why it's the happy headline of the day. We want to hear your happy headlines. If you find a great story somewhere, especially if it's somewhere local, we'd love to hear about it so that it can be our next happy headline of the day. Just go to 983thecoast.com and tell us about it.